Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
Yes, Monday to Friday around this time, you get your local news around harness racing followed by greyhound racing. And we want to thank all the participants for being a part of this. These two segments. They're new. We wanted to bring more to our listeners regarding these two codes, and I'm really happy, really proud with what we've been able to achieve at this early point. So Monday to Friday at this stage, we've got Harness and Greyhounds, and Amanda Rando is joining us from Harness Racing New South Wales. Morning, Amanda.
Morning, Andrew. How are you today?
Yeah, very well indeed. And it was another, I was out there on the weekend. I was out on Friday. I was at Bathurst, and the Turnbull name's always quite strong out there, and they had success at Menangle on Saturday night.
They sure did, yes. The Turnbull clan are a big name out at Bathurst and in harness racing in general here in New South Wales. And on Saturday night, Steve Turnbull and his son Mitch Turnbull combined to win the Group 3 Lazarus at Yerribee free-for-all. So it's a pretty big win for Mitch Turnbull as a young driver. So I thought we'd get him on air this morning to have a chat on the pace. So good morning to you, Mitch.
Hi, Amanda.
That was one of the biggest wins of your career at Menangle on Saturday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, $30,000 race, so it was great.
Yeah, you must still be on a buzz after that.
Yeah, for sure. I was pretty excited, and it was good for the horse because I sort of felt he deserved a good win because he's been going so well. Not always getting great luck, but and even on Saturday night he had to do it pretty tough, but was still able to win.
Yeah, well, he caused a bit of an upset as well. His starting odds were $21, and as you said, he was forced to do the work outside them, and he managed to beat Major Dan in the process. So when he sort of kicked past Major Dan, could you believe it?
Well, at the top of the straight, I thought I was going to run a place because I knew I wasn't going to keep the same speed up because he keeps going true to the line, but halfway down the straight, I seen Major Dan sort of coming back towards me, and I thought, I think I've got him beat, and hopefully nothing comes past, which it did, so it all worked out.
Yeah, well, his Courts in Session's been a pretty special horse for you. You've driven him the majority this season, and he's been so consistent. He's had 15 starts for 8 wins and 6 seconds. So, as you said, he did deserve a win like that, didn't he?
Yeah. Even last week on Breeders' Challenge Day, you ran a top race. He only ran fifth, but he did have to work early, and before that he had the two wins at Menangle. So going into the other night, I thought he'd run a good race. And yeah, he's just been going awesome. He tries really hard, and he's versatile. He's got speed and strength, so he's good to drive.
Yeah. So what are the plans for him now?
Well, at this stage, pretty casual. I think he's just going to go back to Menangle Saturday week. So that's all that's on his itinerary at the moment.
Yeah, right. So no thoughts about, you know, tackling something like the Winter Carnival in Queensland?
Yeah, well, there was more talk about it because we've got Joe Saramea as well, but at this stage he was just going to get an angle and see what happens go from there, I think.
Yeah, all right. Now, you've been in charge of the team a little bit lately. Your dad, Steve Turnbull, he's been interstate, so but you guys are still getting the good results?
Yeah, well, I was really happy on Saturday night because not only did Court win, I had a second and two four runners, so I was really happy. And everything's been going pretty good. Dad's been away, handling it really well. Lou's helped. She's really good with the horses. Louise Regney, so everything's going good.
Yeah, great stuff. Now, I know you guys definitely put in the hard work to get the good results like that. And you've been putting in the hard work as well. You've recently outdrove your junior driver claim.
Yeah, that was. I knew it was coming, but it's a bit quick because they just changed the handicap and it seems to suit the junior driver. So that sort of probably cost me a few drives now. But anyway, as long as Look keeps winning, I won't have to worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's here in New South Wales, when a young driver reaches more than 250 winners, they lose that claim, just for the listeners that don't know. But so what are the plans for you now? You obviously get to stick on this horse, Courts in Session.
Yeah, just keep poking along and working for Steve and long as he's away, I might keep getting a couple extra drives, which suits me, but yeah, just take along.
Now, he's due back soon, though, isn't he, your dad?
I know. Yeah. He's been delayed, Mitch, hasn't he? He's just keeping him away as longer as possible.
Yeah. He's got to go back down to Melbourne shortly, so he's only back for a week or two, and he's got to take another team back down there, so I was happy to hear that news.
Oh, good stuff. How many horses do you guys have out there at the moment in work?
You there, Mitch?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, how many horses have you got?
Just over 30 at the moment.
Okay, that line's just getting a bit dicey. Well done to you, mate. I hope it's continued success even when Dad gets home. But enjoy it, mate, and well done on the weekend.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks.
Good on you. Mitch Turnbull there. His line just got a bit dicey there, but a big winner on Courts in Session. As you say, the favourite Major Dan upstage there to run third.
Yeah, most definitely. So, you know, whether the run the week before winning the Len Smith Mile took its toll or not, they did go hard early. They come out of the gate in 25.9 on Saturday night. So pretty slick times. But I think at this stage, all systems go for the Group 1 Sunshine Sprint at Albion Park this Saturday night for Major Dan. And I know our Uncle Sam's up there as well. Mitch just said Joe Star of Mia. So New South Wales has some pretty strong chances across that winter carnival on Saturday night.
They do. Any other things in wrapping up Menangle, or do you want to look forward?
Yeah, look, we'll look forward. This weekend at Menangle on Saturday night, we've got four Alabar Breeders' Challenge Blue Finals. So these are for the horses, you know, purely bred here in New South Wales, with the stallion also standing here as well as the mare. So some really nice horses nominated so far. You got the likes of Didn't I and Dance Like an Angel. Rockin' with Elvis is another one. Chisholm Maltese and Brooklyn's Best in the three-year-old fillies too. So should be more cracking races at Menangle this Saturday night, and also on Saturday night up at Albion Park in Queensland is the winter carnival with that Sunshine Sprint. The Group 1 Queensland Oaks as well. Miss Strazan, she almost got the cash. Our Princess Tiffany just beat her on the line last week in the other Oaks. So some good races that, again, this weekend to look forward to.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Amanda, we'll chat tomorrow. More harness racing on the pace at 10:30 tomorrow as well.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Amanda. Amanda Rando there, and you'll get updated markets for those Queensland races opening up over the next day or two. Looking forward to that Sunshine Sprint for sure. A little break, and then we go greyhound.